This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Sue, I have a dear friend in Houma, Louisiana. He was a roommate of mine back in the day in Columbia as a radio guy. Dr. Don is his name, Dr. Don Vickner. And he always accuses me of only reaching out when there's a hurricane down in Louisiana. Pretty much because the only time I reach out to him is when there's a hurricane in Louisiana. And Steve Jervey, your friend who used to work here in St. Louis, former meteorologist at KDNL and also at WFLA in Tampa, is with us this afternoon. And Steve, that's kind of the way you are with us, too. We only call you when bad stuff's happening, and we apologize for that.
It's okay. I completely understand. I'm the only guy in St. Louis at the moment that can speak from Florida what it's like down here.
Well, true. Yeah, and go ahead, because, you know, we're seeing the coverage from afar. It doesn't look good. It looks like a pretty, you know, serious storm surge. So give us the details of where we stand this afternoon right now down there.
Well, the storm should landfall somewhere, you know, in the Big Bend area of Florida. That's, you know, Tallahassee south, where Tallahassee is the capital city of Florida, about 20, 30, you know, 40 miles from the coast. Should landfall there within 8 hours. It's really moving quickly, about 23 miles per hour forward speed. I just checked the update, got the 5 p.m. Eastern update. It's 125 mile per hour wind. So it's a dangerous storm, not just because of the winds, but you've seen it on the satellite. It's
right.
Huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just huge. And the bigger a storm is geographically, the stronger the winds extend outward from the center, the stronger winds being like to the right of the eye as you see it, and that includes pretty much all of the peninsula of Florida. But it also tends to build up a big storm surge. So they're talking about catastrophic and deadly storm surge up to 20 feet. They're using these words, unless you're on, you know, 20 feet above mean tide or what the normal tide is. That is just catastrophic for folks on the coastal areas. And if you've been in the Florida coastline up in that area, you know, it's pretty raw. It's not beautiful beaches, suntans, and hotels. It's wetland, basically. So you move that amount of water in, and it's going to be rough. The other thing about this storm is the wind field is so big, as we mentioned, it's going to move over Tallahassee. They're saying that, and I've just heard this, that this storm could be nothing like they've had since, like, 1840. So this is pretty significant for the city of Tallahassee. Got some big oak trees there, the city of trees. And then eventually, really, by tomorrow, it's over Atlanta. And they're saying the same thing, 80, 90 mile per hour wind gusts. And then it could curve back around to the northwest toward Nashville and, you know, some minor wind concerns for southeast Missouri. But then it kind of merges with an upper level low. But it's a big storm, wide impacts. And, of course, here in Florida, we're feeling that right now. Looking out the window, I sent Sue some pictures.
Yes.
Did you?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good, Gus.
Yeah,
mean, nothing bad.
He says, oh, it's not bad yet, and there's palm trees half bent over, and I'm thinking, I think our definitions of bad. Steve, how far away from the coast is Tallahassee? That's up in the panhandle, right?
Yeah, it is. And you go straight south, and there's not really a great city to reference for a possible landfall because it is fairly unpopulated there, and there's a lot of wetland that goes, you know, south of Tallahassee once you get south of the interstate there. But, you know, 30 miles roughly down to the water. I mean, they're not experience salt water, but they'll get a lot of rain and, of course, the very, very high winds. It's not far from the coast. So that eye wall passes right over Tallahassee. They'll have some very significant impacts, especially since they haven't had a really direct impact like that in a long time.
When you talk about the storm surge of 20 feet, I think we have heard some of these descriptions. How far inland can that potentially affect people?
Oh, gosh, it can go for miles, depending on the coastline. But again, keep in mind, this is largely wetland and, you know, fishing areas. Mm-hmm. And yes, there are people that live in that area, but not in great population. And they're very much used to living with the changing tides and storms, et cetera. But this is significant and perhaps even historic in that area. That Big Bend, you're taking a lot of water and you're just pushing it into that Big Bend area, and there's nowhere for it to go.
Yeah. Well, now we've seen that with past storms for sure. It is weird looking at it from afar, though, Sue, how big it just seems like it covers the entire state.
Yeah, it's just to our west. You measure it, and it looks like a big cloud area that's about the length of the Florida Peninsula. And the storm is going to carry a lot of that energy inland as well. So that's why we're talking about such great effects. And keep in mind, with the counterclockwise, like a wheel around the center, the worst part of it is to the right of the eye. That's the advancing part.
Okay.
So say you have 125-mile winds gusting within the storm. You add the forward speed onto that, and you're up close to 150 miles per hour. So that's what I'm talking about. We've had, it's 125 mile per hour winds, but you factor in the movement of the storm itself. You have to add that on to the winds because that's the storm just moving ashore.
Have they made people evacuate? What's the situation, Steve?
Yeah, they've ordered here in Tampa and Tampa Bay area, Pinellas County, St. Petersburg, et cetera. Zone A has definitely been ordered an evacuation. But, you know, if you're wise on the beaches, even tonight, it's going to get worse here tonight in terms of the winds and the tides and eventually the wind. We're already seeing flooding here in Bayshore Boulevard in Tampa. But you're going to add another 3, 4, possibly 5 feet onto that. So you'll see by tomorrow pictures from Tampa Bay, and there'll be a lot of areas flooded. But it's not unusual. A lot of people live just a couple feet above sea level here at all angles, south, west, east, north. It's a very vulnerable area for any kind of water, let alone a storm this size.
Whew. Yeah, well, we wish you best of luck down there. Now, I don't know if you've taken a look. I know you mentioned Nashville in southern Missouri, but this is a pretty big weekend in St. Louis. Dave Murray's actually on his way here because there's a music festival called Evolution Festival, and Dave used to be, you probably even know this, he used to be at Busch Stadium for the Cardinals doing the inside weather stuff, and Steve Shankman, who's running the Evolution Festival, they're friends, so Dave's coming in. Well, we got Billy Joel and Sting at Busch Stadium tomorrow night, Steve. Evolution Festival on Saturday and Sunday, and tomorrow looks like a lot of rain. They're saying maybe up to 2 inches here in the St. Louis area.
Yeah, yes, and you're getting that massive amount of moisture just coming in and sort of stalling out. You'd be on the western and northwest side of that, and I don't know the specific forecast for St. Louis. I haven't looked at it, but just larger picture, there's a big upper-level low-pressure area as well. It's kind of digging in across the south and southeast, and that's helping to drag that moisture across. So you're going to have perhaps winds and rain coming from that direction, where typically our winds and rain in St. Louis come in from the west. That's the typical way the pattern moves. But in this case, we have a large upper low that's also helping to steer the storm to the northeast. Big upper level low, and that tends to provide steering currents for all weather systems across the country, let alone just this hurricane.
But when one more question before I let you go. So when it makes landfall, because I think I heard one reference this morning that it shifted a little bit, and hurricanes do that. Is there still a possibility that this takes another turn, maybe a worse turn or better turn, either way?
No, I mean, we're talking about a landfall maybe 8 hours, so they got a pretty good beat on it. They have Hurricane Hunter aircraft in there measuring everything they can. So that forecast is pretty true, I think. The storms will wobble if you look at it on satellite, but that general motion around that low to the west and high to the east is probably going to take place. And that cone is so thin because the shorter before landfall, that cone gets thinner and thinner, and the more sure they are of that forecast. So it's pretty a good
Got
idea
it.
That it's probably going to come in then.
Have you ever done that, fly in the eye, like been with any of those guys?
No, I've never flown in a hurricane under aircraft. I've been in that aircraft many times when it's been on the ground, but it'd be kind of like a vomit comet, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do know what you mean, right. Doesn't sound fun. Steve Jervey, hey, thank you so much. Stay safe down there. We appreciate it, and we'll see
Steve.
Where the updates come. Thanks, Steve.
All right,
take care. That's great. He's our official hurricane
awesome.
Correspondent down there in the Tampa, Florida area, and we'll continue to update you, but obviously this is going to come in overnight, and then we'll wake up tomorrow morning and see how damaging it was. I do sense that, you know, DeSantis is, again, doing a really good job of informing people, and I think People are smart enough to say, okay, we need to get out of here if they're on the coastline. But, you know, some people are stubborn, too. We'll take a break here at the top of the hour. When we return, we have, well, first of all, I have some stories to just dazzle you from the golf course. They're actually not about golf, really. Okay. They're about some stupid things that I did, which you'll actually get a kick out of. So we'll get to that. We have, and then I'm very excited. Mike Del Judas is going to be with us. Mike is the rhythm guitar player, does background vocals for Billy Joel. And Billy's going to be here tomorrow night. And Billy will tell you that one time he was in an arena getting ready to rehearse for a tour, and he heard a voice, and he thought it was his voice that was recorded, and the folks around him had to say, no, that's this guy Mike Del Judas, who was actually in a cover band that he had called Big Shot. He still has it. And they said to Mike, hey, because Billy's guys kind of did the work ahead of time, hey, you have you know the catalog, right? You know the song. Of course I do. I got a big, you got a passport, right? And next thing he knew, he's touring with this band. He's been on the road with Billy Joel for 10 years now. He's been in the band. And, you know, for those going to the show, and if you've seen Billy in the last 10 years, you know that Mike becomes a part of the show. They let him solo. He either sings a little opera, he does a Led Zeppelin cover, some other covers as well. So he becomes the focal point of the show because he's so unique. So he's going to join us at 4:25. It's all coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.